ஓம் நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாசம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயேத். நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத் சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. டுடே வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 10 chapter 23 Brahmana's wives blessed, text number 7. Gaha charayanto avidure odanam ramachutau vaha lashatah bubukshitau tayoh த்விஜாஹ போடனம் அர்த்தினோஹ யதி ஷ்ரத்தா ச வஹ யச்சத தர்மவித்தமஹ. காஷ்சாரயந்தா அவிதூர வோடனம் ராமாச்சுதோ வோ லஷதோ புபுக்ஷிதோ தயோர் விஜாவோடனம் அர்த்தினோர் யதி ஸ்ரத்தாச்சாவோ யச்சத தர்மவித்தமாஹ. காஷ்சாரயந்தா அவிதூர ஓடனம் ராமாச்சுதவோ லசதோ புபுக்ஷிதோ தயோர் த்விஜாவோடனம் அர்த்தினோர் யதி ஸ்ரத்தாச வோ யச்சத தர்மவித்தமாஹ. காஷ்சாரயந்தா அவிதூர வோடனம் ராமாச்சுதோ வோ லசதோ புபுக்ஷிதோ தயோர் த்விஜாவோடனம் அர்த்தினோர் யதி ஸ்ரத்தாச்சவோ யச்சத தர்ம வித்தமாஹ. போலியே
Thank you.
ಮೃಗಾಃ ದೇರ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಚಾರಯಂತೋ ಗ್ರೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಅವಿದೂರೇ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವೇ ಓಡನಂ ಫುಡ್ ರಾಮ ಅಚ್ಯುತೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ವಹ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು ಲಷತಃ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ಬುಭುಕ್ಷಿತೋ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಹಂಗ್ರಿ ತಯೋ ಫರ್ ದೆಮ್ ದ್ವಿಜಾಃ ಓ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಸ್ ವೋಡನಂ ಫುಡ್ ಅರ್ತಿನೋ ಬೆಗಿಂಗ್ ಯದಿ ಇಫ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಎನಿ ಫೇತ್ ಚ ಎಂಡ್ ವಹ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪೋರ್ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಯಚ್ಛತ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಧರ್ಮವಿತ್ತಮಾಃ ಓ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ನೋಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಆರ್ ಟೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಕೌಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹಂಗ್ರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಯು ಟು ಗಿವ್ ದೆಮ್ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫುಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಓ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಸ್ ಓ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ನೋಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೇತ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಸಮ್ ಫುಡ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ The coward boys doubted the generosity of the brahmanas and thus they used the words bubukshitau meaning that Krishna and Balaram were hungry. The boys expected the brahmanas to know the Vedic injunction anaschakshritam patram. Anyone who is hungry is a fit candidate for receiving food in charity. But if the brahmanas would not recognize the authority of Krishna and Balaram, their title Dvija would be taken to mean merely born from two parents. Rather than twice born, when the brahmanas did not respond to the coward boy's initial request, the boys addressed the brahmanas with a slight trace of sarcasm as dharmavittama, O best of the knowers of religion. Om ajnana timirindasya jnanayana salakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha jay shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಸ್ ವೈಫ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ದ ಮೇನ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಯುನೋ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಸ್ ವೈಫ್ಸ್ they are delivered because of their Krupa Siddhas. You know, just like Sukadeva Goswami and Bali Maharaj, these Brahmanas' wives are Krupa Siddhas. They are delivered by the mercy of Krishna. Number two, the Lord Krishna wanted to show that these Brahmanas, actually, even though they are very austere and all, they did not receive the mercy of Krishna. Hindi translation. Hare Krishna. Jo Hindi translation FM radio pe sun sakte hain 88.8 frequency. And then he showed that even though the Brahmanas' wives, they are not austere or they have not done any, gone through all these, you know, purificatory processes and all, still they got the mercy of Krishna. They got love of Krishna. So one day, Krishna and Balaram, along with all the associates, they left early. Without taking their tiffins from Mother Yashoda, right? Every day, this is Gocharan Leela. This Gocharan Leela, Srila Prabhupada says, it is a very, very important Leela. And then the devotees, they should hear again and again and meditate on this pastime of Gocharan Leela. Going, every day going, and every day coming back from the Gocharan Leela. So it is mentioned that every day Mother Yashoda, she would pack tiffin, sometimes curd rice, some sweetmeats, sandesh and all that, right? And all the other cowherd boys also, they pack their tiffins and all, various kinds of foodstuffs, right? Like one devotee asked the Prabhupada, even pure devotees also, they are in anxiety. Srila Prabhupada said, no, pure devotees usually they are not in anxiety because they are completely dependent on Krishna. But still, I have one anxiety. And then the disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, what is your anxiety? I want to know what is there in Krishna's lunchbox today. Right? Oh, must be sandesh, because Prabhupada, Krishna likes sandesh, and Prabhupada also used to like sandesh very much. And Harishwari Prabhu, every day he would keep some sandesh in the night time for Prabhupada. Then, so this is, this Leela. Then Srila Prabhupada said, anybody who is connected to Hare Krishna movement, one day they can take part in the picnic of Krishna and Balram. So, like that, if you meditate on this pastime of Gocharan Leela and Krishna Balram picnic, one day we can also join. Right? So, it is so as simple as that. So every day Mother Yashoda would pack, and then she would run behind him, go behind him, she would caution, she would request Balram, please take care of Kanhaiya, tell him not to jump into the river, tell him not to play with the horn animals, like that. So she keeps on giving instruction, coming behind. So it is said that acharyas say that at one point of time, at one age, the sons usually they don't like mother's company so much because they want to play with their friends of their own age. So then Krishna would say, Ma, please now you go back. I know every day like that. But mother is mother like that. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they would actually gather in different places on the way where Krishna is going, and especially the cowherd girls, the gopis, they would hide behind some of the bushes and on the terrace somewhere, and they want to have a glimpse of Krishna going to Gocharan, because for almost 8 hours they will not be able to see Krishna. And then sometimes the mothers, one mother-in-law, she was instructing her newly wedded Bahu, she just came, that during this time, please don't go out. Right? There is one black snake called Sarpa. He will bite you and then you will lose your consciousness. Like that. And then, but that lady, she didn't listen. And then she also accompanied other gopis to have a glimpse of Krishna. And she was hiding behind a bush. And then Krishna saw that, new girl, has entered. Who is this, new girl? And then he pinched one cough. Right? And then she ran towards that gopi. And Krishna, in order to, with the excuse of fetching that cough, he went behind that cough. And that girl was standing there. Then he cast his loving glance, he casted his cooling glance on that gopi. And then as it was predicted by her mother-in-law, she became, she stood still like a painting in the picture in the painting. They say like that. So she lost, external consciousness. Like that every day this pastime goes on. Then evening also, when they come back, and all the gopis whole day, all the residents of Vrindavan, they are feeling separation from Krishna, and they all wait. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one verse which says that, actually when Krishna and Balram, when they come back, evening time, there is all the calves and cows, they when they come back, they run. So when they run, so much dust arises and the whole atmosphere, his whole sky is filled with the dust raised by the gopis, these calves and the cows. And it is said that the Mayavadis, they cannot see Krishna, you know, because they think that everything is covered by dust. But actually, the gopis, they become very jubilant when they see the dust being raised, because it indicates that Krishna is coming back. Right? That is a symptom that Krishna is coming back. Like that. So, various pastimes Krishna and Balaram, they perform, especially Lord Krishna. So, that day, Krishna and Balaram, they indicated, in order to deliver Viprabharya, certain Brahmana's wives, Krishna and Balaram, they left early without carrying their tiffin boxes. Right? I think this village is in Gantoli Gram, right? Gantoli Gram. It's near Mathura. So, then all the cowherd boys, they came to Krishna and Balaram. They told that, "My dear Krishna and Balaram, we are feeling very hungry." Right? So, they say that it is said in Vedas, the greatest enemy of humankind is hunger. So, that is why Srila Prabhupada wanted, you know, nobody within the 10 miles of Hare Krishna temples, they should not go hungry. It is our duty. Without any discrimination, we should distribute prasadam, you know, whoever is hungry, like that. So, it is said that, then Krishna told the boys that, please go to the sacrificial arena, where some of the brahmanas, Angirasa Muni, clan brahmanas, they were performing sacrifices. Right? So you go and tell them that we have come here, telling our names, chanting of our names, Krishna and first you chant the name of Balaram, then you chant the name of myself. You know, then you tell them that we have come here, we are hungry, we are feeling hungry. You know, they should give some food immediately, some rice and all. So, why Krishna told that, you know, don't tell my name first, because he thought that Krishna being a Vaishya, they may not give charity to a Vaishya. Usually, charity should be given to only Brahmanas. Right? But in worst cases, because thinking that Balaram is Kshatriya, at least they will give some charity to him. Like that. So like that, thinking like that, Vishnu Charaka Thakur comments that actually these Brahmanas, they are performing sacrifices to get promotion to heavenly planets. So they are actually in slumber of ignorance. So, by chanting our names, Krishna and Balaram, loudly, you know, wake them up from their forgetfulness, wake them up from their slumber of ignorance. Like that, that is why, that is the understanding of Krishna Thakur, that, you know, Krishna, that's why Krishna told, you chant our names loudly first, like that. Then all the cowherd boys, they went to, as per the instruction of Krishna, they went to the sacrificial arena where all these brahmanas are performing sacrifice. They offered they offered obeisances by falling flat on the ground. So Srila Vishwanatha Thakur comments that actually the brahman, when the cowherd boys they are fallen on the ground, even though they are only vaishyas, They are looking very, very affligent, more than the brahmanas who are standing on the land of Vrindavan, watching them, who are these boys, like that. Then they said, "Oh, earthly gods, please hear us. we covered boys are executing the orders of Krishna and were sent by Balaram. Right? Were sent by Balaram. You know. So please give us some acknowledge our arrival. Throughout the incident, the Brahmanas, they did not actually care for the covered boys. They were only talking. These covered boys only, they were talking. Vishnu Ajit Thakur comments that actually we have been sent by Krishna, who is more powerful than Balarama. You know, by the order of Krishna, who is more powerful than Balarama? Because he is son of Nanda. So we have come here, and then Balarama has requested for some rice. So indicating that if you give some rice, first we will feed Balaram, then we will feed Krishna, and then we will eat. That is the meaning of this verse. Then the verse that is there on the board. Lord Rama and Lord Achyuta are tending their cows not far from here. They are hungry and want you to give them some of your food. Therefore, O Brahmanas, O best of the knowers of religion, if you have faith, please give some food to them. So, it may say that the Brahmanas may say that because Krishna and Balaram, because they are not Brahmanas, we don't like to give the food right now. Then covered boys, they have quoted that Anasya Shuditam Patram, the first priority should be given to those who are feeling hungry. Right? Those who are feeling hungry. Like that. Especially, and that is why, like Radha Govind Maharaj says, that whenever you call Brahmanas for some function, first you feed them first, then they will do very nice service. Right? Bhuka Brahman, share barabar. Right? A hungry Brahman is equal to lion, So he'll become very angry, chit-chita, cranky and all. So that is why it is advised, Brahmanas should be fed first. You should not leave Brahmana hungry. Right? If you leave Brahmanas hungry, they become angry. Right? So, but Sudras, he says, Sudras, they should not be given food first. If you feed them nicely, they will eat nicely and go and sleep. They will not do your work. So if you keep their stomachs hungry, then they will work. Because unless we work, they won't get food. Like that. So, Kshudra, you should give them. If you have faith, my dear Brahmanas, please give Krishna and Balaram food first. Because why are you neglecting to give food to Krishna and Balaram, whose names, simply by the mention of whose names, the whole world will drool in ecstasy simply by hearing their names. We are very surprised that actually you are not reacting at all. That is why they are saying that in sarcastic way that you are actually knowers of religion, Dharma Vittama. If you are not giving food to Krishna and Balaram, even though you are known as Dvija, Dvija means second initiated. But actually, you are not second initiated. You are simply taken birth from two people, Dvija. That is the meaning. Another meaning is given that Dharma Vittama. If you are not giving food to Krishna and Balaram, Dharma vi tamaha means you are devoid of any knowledge. You are completely in ignorance. Dharma vi, like that. That is another meaning. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada writes in this regard. Now the covered boys, they are seeing the hesitation on the faces of Brahmanas. Covered boys are teaching the Brahmanas. They are, they are telling them that actually you may be hesitating that right now in between we cannot give you the food. Then they said, but actually after initiation and before the animal sacrifice, one should not eat food. But once the animal is sacrificed, you know, you can eat food. So, Srila Prabhupada says, even though covered boys, they are only covered boys, small boys, they knew the intricacies of Vedic yajnas and the rules and regulations. So that's why Prabhupada says, because they know Krishna, so they know everything. Right? If you know Krishna, you know everything. That's why Srila Prabhupada says. So all these scientists and all, they come, sometimes I call them rascals. They won't say anything. Sometimes I defeat them because I may not be expert in science, but because I know Krishna, I can convince them. Right? If you know Krishna, you know everything. Like that. So, Yomam evam asammudo janati purushottamam sa sarva vidvajati mam sarva bhaven bharata. Anybody who knows without any doubt, Yomam evam asammudo janati purushottamam, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sa sarva vid means he knows everything. That means he studied four Vedas, he studied 108 Upanishads, he studied all Dharma Shastras, he studied all the Vedanta Sutra, everything he studied. Right? 18 Puranas, he knows everything. Why? That is why, Sarvabhavan Bharata, he will worship me with great love. You know, Krishna says in 15th chapter, 19th verse. So that is why Prabhupada is saying that, you know, even though the Brahmanas, they are well read in Vedas and all, they did not bother to reply to the coward boys. So why they did not, even though they are well read and Vedas and all, why they did not pay heed to the request of the coward boys? So it is commented that actually, even though they are performing the sacrifices, even though they have read Vedas, but actually they did not know the scriptures, and they did not know the intricate meaning of the scriptures. So it is very, very important. You know, sometimes you simply read Vedic books. You know, you get only simply by knowing Sanskrit. You know, you cannot understand Vedas. You know, just like, suppose you read a book written by a scientist, Albert Einstein or somebody, you know, theory of relativity. You cannot understand theory of relativity simply by knowing English. Right? The purport has to be understood. The real meaning of has to be understood. So, those who receive the mercy, those who have yasya deve parabhaktir, yata deve tatha guru, you know, those who have unflinching faith, and in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, and the Acharya, pure devotee, for them only, the purport of Vedas are revealed in the hearts. Otherwise, simply reading, you know, Max Muller also, he read all Vedas, you know, but he was such a rascal. He completely concocted and blasphemed Vedas and Vedic literature. Right? There is one guy, H.G. Wilson, he wrote he translated Vishnu Purana. Okay? So, nobody becomes a devotee by reading those books. But when Srila Prabhupada explained, millions of people have become devotees all over the world. Because Prabhupada is, when we read Prabhupada books, Prabhupada is revealing the real purport of all Vedic literatures. Right? In our hearts. Right? That is why we must very regularly read Srila Prabhupada books. Srila Prabhupada worked so hard, right, to reveal this. Many life members, many people who we come across, they say, until the time we read Prabhupada books, we did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah? As soon as you open a book, you ask any child in our Hare Krishna movement, you ask Krishna, who is Krishna? They will immediately say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A small child in Hare Krishna temple, they are far, far better than all these tapasvis and jnanis who are wasting their time, right? Doing tapasya and doing meditation and all. So it is only by the mercy of Prabhupada we are able to understand Krishna. Atri Muni, he was standing on one leg, performed austerities and penance for thousands of years. Right? After performing so many severe austerities he performed, after doing all the austerities, still he did not know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why Dattatreya, all the three have come, Vishnu, Mahabrahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. Because he did not know who is God. Right? A small child in Hare Krishna movement, a new Bhakta in Hare Krishna movement, knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even though these Brahmanas, they are performing all these religious sacrifices, the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the ingredients, you know, all the Ritvij, everything that is connected to the sacrifice, he is there, simply opulence of Krishna. They are all coming from Krishna. And the Yajnartat Karmano Anyatra Lokoyam Karma Bandana. You know, everything should be performed for the satisfaction of Yajna Purusha, Krishna. See, the purpose of performing the sacrifices, you know, is Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. And that same Krishna sent messengers that we are feeling hungry. You know, please give me some food. These guys, they did not. Sukadeva Goswami, he is very angry. He is saying that, my dear Parikshit Maharaj, if you had been there, you would have. Harindama, he was addressing Parikshit Maharaj as Harindama. That these rascals, they are. Because Vishnu says that, you know, Sukadeva Goswami is feeling very angry. That, you know, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom all these ingredients that are meant to use for in the sacrifice, that same personality is coming and asking, please give me some food, I am feeling hungry. And these rascals, they are not even paying respect to the coward boys who are the close friends of Krishna. That is why he is telling, my dear Parikshit, if you had been there, you know, even without seeing that they are Brahmanas of high caliber, you would have punished them. You know, how can they do that? Right? Like that. So, they did not say yes, and they did not say no also. Why? Because they were thinking, how can we give food to the non-Brahmins first? And they didn't say yes. They did not say no also, because they thought, we are not saying that we will not give you food, but after we eat food, we will give you. Right? So you can understand. That's why sometimes people ask, once I was in BI, somebody asked, do you have Vedas? I said, yeah, I have. Then I given it to Bhagavad Gita, you know. What is this? Yeah, this is, you know, because Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. Right? In second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He said, my dear Arjuna, you know, raise above these three, you know, three modes of nature. So all these Vedas and all, they are, you know, within three modes of nature. So you reject them. Nirdvandho hi nitya sattvastho, niryoga kshema atmavan. So Krishna himself is saying, reject the Vedas. So why you want to read Vedas? Right? So essence of Vedas is Bhagavad Gita, right? Anybody who knows, Krishna says, right? That aham sarvasya prabhaha, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante maam, buddha bhava samanvita. So anybody who knows that I am the source of everything, and everything is coming from me, they in great love, they worship me. You know, that's it. If you know this verse, 10th chapter, 8th verse, you know everything. There is no need to read anything else. Like that. So, then they came back. Coward boys, they are very, very disappointed. And they felt very disrespected. That, you know, Krishna's friends, they have went. And then Krishna himself was asking for food, saying that we are hungry. They did not give. So, very disappointed, they came back and they have narrated what all happened to Krishna and Balram. So after hearing this, Krishna laughed. So Prabhupada says, the meaning of Krishna's laughter is that that is the how, you know, that is how a beggar we say beggars cannot be choosers, right? That is the nature of the profession of the begging, that you cannot expect every time that you go for begging, that you will get something, that they will give you something. Sometimes they won't give. So Prabhupada says, Krishna is indicating that when we go for begging, when they refuse, you should not become disappointed. That is the way of begging. So you go to someone else, they will give. Right? Like our life membership teachers, we should know. Right? Sometimes we see, we go there and then we wait for 1 hour, 2 hour. And then he says, Swamiji, agla mahina aao. Right? Then devotees, that time we were traveling in the rickshaw, we used to give galis, rascal. 2 ghanta baitha hai, bithaya. Wo yehi baat pehle bol dete. Right? We are sometimes, you Kalva Devi Road, there is no AC room, waiting room and all, with a small, in a small bench, we used to wait. After waiting for 2 hours, so we used to give them galis. Right? So, after that we came to know, we should not feel disappointed. That's how it is. Right? Sometimes, I used to go one donor, every time I go, Swamiji, achha nahi ho raha hai. Business achha nahi chal raha hai, not going on well, this, that. Every time I would see a new car outside his camp, office. Then one day I was so disgusted. I told him, if you keep saying that, my business is not doing well, one day Krishna will make your words true. Then he is so upset. No, aisa mat boliye, le lijiye. Right? So, it was like that. But Prabhupada is saying, that's how it is. Then Krishna told the coward boys, now you go to their wives, this Brahmana's wife, you go there. They are very, very devoted to me. They will give definitely the food. So Vishnu Chakravarti says that coward boys may ask, how they will give? How they will give? Because their husbands and now they are non-devotees, they did not give. So they will not allow their wives also to give. Right? Then Krishna says that because my usita dhiya, then he said these brahmanas, these wives, they will not care for them. Because in their mind I am always residing. Because I am residing in their mind always. Only bodies they are staying with their husbands. But in their minds, I am only residing. So they will not care. This time, Krishna told, ask in my name. Because they have got so much love for me. You ask in my name. But please don't tell that I am feeling hungry. Because I am their Priyatama, because they have so much love for me, if they hear that I am feeling hungry, they will feel very bad. They will become very distressed. That is, you don't tell that I am feeling hungry. Right? So, go and ask, they will definitely give. And then all the coward boys, they went and offered their obeisance to the wives. They were all sitting there because they had to take part in the sacrifice. They are dressed very nicely, wearing very expensive sarees, silk sarees, and decorated themselves with the very beautiful earrings and necklaces and flowers in their hair. And they are waiting. And then these boys, they went and offered obeisance and said, Krishna and Balram, they are here nearby. Right? As soon as, as soon as they heard that Krishna, and immediately they fainted in great ecstasy. They said, oh my dear Lord, Priyatam Krishna has come, Priyatam Krishna has come. Like that, thinking like that, they fainted in ecstasy. And then, in order to bring them to consciousness, that is, then they had to use a technique that, actually Krishna is feeling hungry. He wanted some food. He had to, because Krishna told, please don't tell them. But these ladies, so behosh ho gaya tha. So in order to bring them to consciousness, to specify to say some bold words so that, you know, they'll become. So as soon as they heard, Krishna is feeling hungry, and they got up and they were cursing themselves that how foolish we are that, you know, when Krishna is feeling hungry, we are actually fainted, you know. Instead, we should be immediately packing prasad for Krishna. Like that. And then immediately they got up, and there are four kinds of foodstuffs they already, because huge sacrifice is going to take place. So there were various kinds of, there are four types of foodstuffs, right? So they are all packed in very nicely in, big handas. And immediately they carried their, buttons filled with prasadam, and they ran towards Krishna. Where Krishna and Balaram were there. Right? So when they entered the forest of Vrindavan, they saw among the Ashoka trees, Krishna is loitering around, beautifully, then they saw Krishna like that. And then the beautiful words that, Shamam Hiranya Paridim Vanamalya Barha Datu Pravalana Tavesham Anubratamse. So, the beautiful description of Krishna standing there, it is given by Sukadeva Goswami. So, Shamam Hiranya Paridim, Shamam, is bluish black, right? Like he said that. When Vasudeva was carrying Krishna first time to Gokul, white rained, megha, white rained. So, Harishauriji comments that these clouds are, thundering. Why? Because now, from now onwards, all the kavis, they will compare you with my color. Now, Megashyama, like that, we are friends now. We are friends, bluish, blackish clouds, like that. So, his complexion was dark blue. And then, garment, golden, right? Like, Krishna, we wear all kinds of different colors, but in the scriptures, it's always described that Krishna is wearing Pitambar Vastra, right? That's even Bhishmadeva also, explained, right? Tribhuvanakamanam tamalavarnam ravikara gauravara ambara dadane. So, there also, Bhishmadev is explaining the beauty of Krishna. Right? That when the sun rays are falling on the yellowish cloth of Pitambar Vastra, there is some reflection is taking place. And it's creating a beautiful hue. Like that, in the same way, here also, Shamam Hiranya Paridim. Because of the falling of the sun rays on the yellowish cloth of Krishna, the sun rays are reflecting. So it is looking like golden, Hiranya Paridim. Vanamalya Barha, Krishna is always wearing Vaijayanti Mala, consisting of five kinds of fragrant flowers. Five. Unfortunately, we don't get so much fragrant flowers. We have to use this stupid, gulab. Because in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Krishna doesn't like gulab. Because, gulab has, any flowers that are coming from thorny trees, Sri Vaishnavas, they don't use. Because Krishna doesn't like, because he feels that when the devotees, they pluck the flowers, they may get hurt by the thorns. That's why he doesn't want. Right? Either though some Chinese use karte hai. But, what to do? But actually, Vaijayanti Mala, there are five kinds of beautiful fragrant flowers like that. So this is a pastime, every day, whole day, the gopis, Srimati Radharani, headed by Srimati Radharani, they keep on making garlands. This is a garland making, is a beautiful service. Right? So Krishna, they give a garland, and then spiritual world doesn't get contaminated, fades away. But still, Krishna takes away, because all the gopis, they are making so many garlands throughout the day. So Krishna wants to please everybody. right? So Krishna will take out the garland, you know, Kaushalya Mataji was describing when Prabhupada and entourage, they entered Surat. So many devotees, you know, entire Surat was there. People were, you know, showering flowers. And people are mad. And so many devotees there offering garlands. And then Prabhupada was filled with garlands. So what do you, but Prabhupada would not say no to a new garland. So he would take out one garland, give it to the garland to that person, and he will take that garland. You know, Mahaprasad. And they were also very happy. Right? Previously, there was no Guru Puja, right? First time Guru Puja was started in Juhu temple only. Previously, in Western temples and all, when Prabhupada would come back from the morning walk, all the devotees, they would line up in the at the entrance of the temple. And then every devotee gives one flower to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada would give back that flower to that devotee, and then he would receive the new flower. Like that, that was the system. Like that. Anyway. So, Vanamalya Barha, and then Krishna is always wearing, you know, peacock feathers. Right? One day, Krishna was playing flute. You know? When he was playing flute, all the peacocks, they became very ecstatic, and they started dancing. You know, they started dancing. And then Krishna was very pleased. The peacocks, they said, "You played flute so nicely that we are dancing. We want to give you some gift." Krishna said, "Why not? Because usually if you know, play some good music and all, you get dakshina, right? All this." So the peacocks said, "We want to also give you, because you played so nicely flute. What do you want? No, please." Then they gifted their peacock feathers. They are so beautiful. That's why, since then, Krishna started wearing peacock feathers. Like that. So, Vanamali Barha, Dhatu Pravada Natavesham, Anubratamshe. If you see our deities, you know, Krishna is a whitish deity, right? You know why Krishna is white? Radharaspera is white in our temple? Anybody knows? Because Krishna is blackish in color, right? In Vrindavan and Mayapur, you see Krishna and Balaram, Krishna's deity is black, right? So it is said, why white deities? Because it is said that these white deities are Radha Lingita Vigraha. Because Krishna, when Krishna embraced by Radharani, he assumes the color of Radharani. That's why they are called Radha Lingita Vigraha. Otherwise, Krishna is blackish in color. So, we cannot do all these paintings and all. So, all the covered boys, there are so many minerals are available in Vrindavan forest when they go for, you know, Gocharan Leela. So, they take all these various kinds of minerals and they paint on the cheeks of Krishna various flowers and various designs and all. That is why it is called Dhatu Pravala. So he is wearing yellowish, you know, cloth, and then on his head he is wearing peacock feather, and then Krishna is always wearing orange color turban, and then beautifully decorated with various flowers that are available in Vrindavan, and he is wearing Vanamalya Varaha, Vaijayanti Mala, right? And then all the covered boys, they have painted on his cheeks. So in this vesha, he is looking like just like a dramatist, dancing actor, Natavesham, right? Anubratamshe, and then Krishna is standing in Trivanga form, you know, and then on one hand he was actually resting with his right hand, I think left hand, resting on the shoulders of one of the covered boys, and in another hand he is actually carrying a lotus flower and twirling, right? Then Karnotpal Alaka Kapola, and then Krishna has a very beautiful blackish curly hair, right? Nowadays people they want, you know, they go to the barber shop and they want curly hair, right? because curly hair is very beautiful, right? But Krishna is having naturally curly hair, right? But there is one joke said the girls with the straight hair, they want to have curly hair. Girls with the curly hair, they want to have a straight hair. But the man, he is very happy if he can retain some hair. Right? Like that. But Krishna, it is, I was reading first, second chapter, 10th canto. Krishna, when he is born only, he is, you know, Gungrulu Bal. Chandra, Alaka Kapola means, a person looks very beautiful. When these hairs, they fall on the forehead little bit. You know, it is described. You know, all the so Krishna's hair little bit fell on the, you know, Alka Kapola, fell on the forehead, you know, and then Gungrulu, blackish, you know, curly hair, blackish curly hair, and then Mukabjahasam. The entire, the beauty of Krishna, that is why 10th canto Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, smiling lotus face of Krishna. Right? Our Radharaswari is always smiling. Many devotees there, you know, many life members, and they say, yo, your Bhagavan is always smiling. Right? So Krishna is always smiling. And that smile, you know, completely enchants all the three worlds. And the gopis, they simply become captivated simply by seeing Krishna smile. And when all the these elderly covered women, when they come to Mother Yashoda to complain, your Lala is stealing this, you're doing like this, he passes urine, if there is no makan is available, he pinches our boys, you know, he feeds them so much, the monkeys, when the monkeys don't eat anymore, they say, who wants your stupid butter, even monkeys also are not eating, right? He makes so many plans to steal butter, like that. So Mother Yashoda, she hears all these complaints and wanted to chastise Krishna, and then she looks at him. And then Krishna has his weapon, you know. He gives his beautiful smile. Right? With very innocent smile he gives. And then that's it. Mother Yashoda changes her mind. How can I chastise such a beautiful boy? So this is the main highlight of Krishna's beauty is his smile. You know? That smile enchants all the three worlds. Like that. So, why Krishna is twirling the lotus flower in his hand? Because he is indicating that your lotus-like hearts are in my hand. And I am just, you know, twirling them. Like that. Then, Prayaha Shruta Priyatamodaya Karnapure Yasmin Nimagnaman Asastam Atakshirandre Anta Pravesya Suchiram Parirabhya Tapam Prajnam Yatabhimatayo Vijahur Narendra. Prahyashruta Pritamodaya. All of you must be wondering how, you know, the Brahmana's wives who never come out, you know, Apashya Surya bolte hain, they never come out, how they became such great devotees. Right? Because it is said, Prayaha Shruta Priyatamo Udaya. Right? Priyatam ke baare mein, they are hearing all the time about Krishna. From whom? They are not attending any Bhagavad Sapta. Right? They are not attending any Bhagavad Sapta. From whom they are hearing? It is said that all these betel nut sellers, fruit selling ladies, and all these sabjiwalas, you know, they are spiritual masters of Brahmana's wives. Because they were always coming, you know, like all of you know the story, you know, how one fruit seller lady, she came and, you know, was trying to, you know, give fruits to Krishna, like that. So like that, they all come, you know, all these pan sellers, sabjiwalas, you know, previously, all these malls and all, they were not there. Even in our childhood also, all the sabjiwalas, they used to come to our house, right? So all these people, they would come and they would see, and all these, of course, some of the brahmanas also, they would, every time there is some danger, Mother Yashoda would call them and perform some puja and all that. They all will come And they would describe, after seeing Krishna's wonderful pastimes, they go back and narrate their pastimes. So they heard from betel nut sellers, fruit sellers, ladies, all these people they learned. They heard. So Priyatama Udaya, Karnapure, their ears are always filled with Krishna Katha. Right? Always filled with Krishna Katha. So, just like, you know, some of the ladies, they don't take out the earrings in the night time. Any time. Because if you take out the earrings, that holes will get filled up. So that is why, all the time, earrings should be worn. Otherwise, something, you know, just like that. You know, just like the ladies, they wear earrings all the time, 24 hours. Like that, we should wear Krishna Katha in our hearts all the time. Krishna Katha should be filled, in our ears all the time. Prabhupada writes in the last chapter of Krishna book that anybody who reads these pastimes of Krishna book, who memorizes them, who repeats them, they will simply achieve love of God. Simply achieve love of God and will go back to Godhead. Right? All of you, please take a vow that every day you will read Krishna book. Right? Prabhupada gave a simple formula. Right? Simple formula. That every day you read Krishna book. And now automatically, if you keep on reading, you will simply remember Krishna's pastime. Right? Simply. That it becomes a second nature. Once Prabhupada went to American consulate in San Francisco to get a visa extension. And that lady, surprisingly, she's an American. She asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, you say that all the time we have to remember Krishna. How it is possible? Because we have to do some work also, no? Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, that, you know, because you are very busy in your work, will you stop eating? Will you stop wearing cloth? Will you, stop sleeping? It is like that, you know, if you love Krishna, then you can remember him all the time. Whether you are busy or wherever, whatever you are doing. He replied to that American lady. So like that, the focus, even Rukmini Devi also, she became a great devotee simply by hearing from the sages about Krishna. Right? Like that here also, these brahmanas' wives, they became great devotees. You know, prayah shruta priyatama udaya karnapure yasmin imagna manasastam atakshirandrahi. Because they are only hearing about Krishna and they have developed so much love for Krishna, then they wanted to see Krishna with their eyes. Right? So then because of not able to see Krishna, they are feeling great separation. So when they came in front of Krishna, they simply took Krishna, from their eyes, from the holes of their eyes. They sent Krishna into their hearts. And to their heart's content, suchiram, means for a long time, they embraced Krishna in their hearts. And parirabhyatapam, like that, they have given up their fire of separation, feelings of separation. All the pain, just like the sages, by merging with the super soul, the consciousness, super consciousness, they give up their pain of material existence in the same way. Srila Prabhupada writes, very beautiful, please remember this, in Krishna book, he writes, that if you see, it is said that they have achieved oneness. So Prabhupada says, Krishna was there personally, individually, on one side. All the brahmanas' wives, they existed separately, individually. But still, they have achieved oneness. Because, Prabhupada says, a lover serves the beloved, loves the beloved, without a pinch of personal consideration. What is that? What is oneness? Prabhupada says, that is called oneness. What is that oneness? A lover serves the blood without a pinch of personal consideration. Other day I was explaining, right, that this Krishna consciousness, you know, when Prahlad Maharaj says, Iti Pumsha Arpita Vishnu, Bhaktishche Navalakshana, you know, Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha, Tanmanya Dhitam Uttamam. So Srila Prabhupada wrote a beautiful purport that actually, in general, the people perform activities with mind, body and words and dedicate the results of that activities to Krishna. But in this Krishna consciousness process, Prabhupada says, you first dedicate mind, body and words. You first dedicate mind, body and words to Krishna first. And then perform activities that are pleasing to Krishna. So in the first instance, people perform activities that are pleasing to them and offer the results to Krishna. But in Krishna consciousness, Prahlad Maharaj says, you should directly serve Krishna. Means, first you offer mind, body and words to Krishna, then perform activities that are pleasing to Krishna. So that is highest level of surrender. Not that, you know, I want to do something, right? Spiritual master says, you know, but the highest kind of surrender is whatever the spiritual master says, you just do it without questioning. Prabhupada says in 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita, a sold out animal has no rights. Whatever the master says, he has to do it. Like that. So this is the Prabhupada's purport. Lord Krishna, who is Antaryami in everybody's hearts, he understood the feelings of the Brahmana's wives. And he said, Swagatam va Mahabhaga, Asyatam Karvamakim, Yanno Didriksha Prapta, Upapannam Idam Hi Vaha. My dear wives of Brahmanas, please welcome. What can I do for you? What seva I can do for you? You have come here is very, very auspicious for you. You have come here to see me is very, very auspicious for you. So Vishnu Thakur comments that actually he is telling to the Brahmanas' wives the same words that he has spoken to the gopis also. When the gopis came, he said the same thing. Swagatam vo Mahabhaga. Then he is saying that please come, please be comfortable. You know, what can I actually, you have done so, you have so much prema for me. Actually, I cannot do anything for you. I will remain a debtor. But please stay here a long time and look at me. Take my darshan. Because that is the most auspicious thing in the world. Right? Most auspicious thing in the world. Many times, I am saying this many times, that when Ramchandra was going to meet Kaikeyi, so many people, they have gathered around to see, have a glimpse of Lord Ramchandra. It was said that there was so many people that even a grain of sand also will not fall. And Valmiki Muni, he quoted a beautiful verse saying the meaning of this, that everybody's lips there are only two sentences. Right? Has Rama seen you? Did you see Rama? Right? It's very important, you know, Krishna or Radha's way also look at us. Right? Then, did you see Rama? Has Rama seen you? Right? Then he says that if Rama has not seen you, and if you have not seen Rama, you know, your own Atma will curse you. Your life is a waste. Right? So every day, if you cannot have darshan of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, right? It's a waste. Our life is a waste. Right? Of course, now we have internet. We can have, you know, photo downloaded, you know, Facebook. That is also nice. Right? Like Radha Govind Maharaj always says that there is one guy, one person who is Surdas, who is Andha, you know. Every day he used to go have darshan of Banki Bihari. Some of these naughty boys, they were, you know, ridiculing that that Brahmana, that Surdas. That, aap kis liye aate ho har din? Andhe ho, kya dekhte ho tum? Right? Unhone bahut achha bola. Main to andha hoon, lekin Banki Bihari to andha nahi na. Wo to humko dekhenge. Right? Maharaj says that every day, if you come to the temple, and then when Krishna's glance falls on us, right, our bodies become very healthy and our consciousness becomes purified, right? So rather than to see Krishna, we should come to temple to be seen by Krishna. That is more important, you know. That is why please, all the devotees, they pray, my dear Lord Radha Raspiyari, please cast your cooling glance on me, right? Why do we dance, right? The person who jumps the highest, right, he is saying that I am the most fallen, please look at me. Right? Please look at me. Not that, you know, we Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, many people, they think that when you come to the temple, right, they think that they should ask something for Krishna, from Krishna. But actually Prabhupada says, there is no need to ask anything from Krishna. It is your duty to come to see Krishna. It is simply your duty to come and pay offerables to Krishna. That's it. That's why Krishna is saying, look at me, you have my darshan. Right? One devotee, every day, you know, he used to do like this. Every day, you know, Gaur Nithai ka Samne. One day, he's my friend, I asked, ye kya hai? What is this? He says, I only want only 10 lakhs. So there is no need to ask any of these things. Like that. So, then he said very beautiful words. That nanmadda mai kurvanti, kushala svartha darshinaha, ahetyaki avyavahitam, bhaktim atma priya yatha. Right? Nanmadda mai kurvanti. You know, those personalities who know their self-interest, kushala svartha darshinaha, you know, they will worship me without any cause, without any demand, and without any interruption, you know, abhyavahitam, right? Because I am most dear to atma priya yatha, I am most dear to, like that. Vishnu Chakravarti comments that even though Krishna understands their unflinching love for him, because he wanted to show them mercy and fulfill their desire, heart's desire, but still Leela, it is not the time, you know, for doing this Leela, because it becomes rasavasa means people will criticize Krishna because Krishna is a coward boy and the brahmana's wives. So if any connection with Krishna, a coward boy Krishna with brahmana's wives, looks very bad. So that is why Leela Shakti, even though Krishna wanted to show mercy to Brahmana's wives and wanted to fulfill their heart's desire, still Leela Shakti, seeing that, you know, this is not the right time, made Krishna speak words of laden with Aishwarya Bhav. You know, because this is Aishwarya Bhav that he's speaking, that all the sages and all, they worship me because I am very dear to them. And those who know, you know, like that. So in the love, all these things he will not speak. Right? He will not speak. So why? Because the rasa is not fulfilled. So that is why Krishna spoke these words. That, you know, yeah, he appreciated that, you know, what you have done is right thing. Because I am most dear to all the Atma Priya Yatha. You know, it is the right thing to do. You know, one should worship me without any demands, without any causelessly, and then without any interruption, you know, you should worship me. Because even before sages, many of the sages, they worship me like this. Then he said, whatever is dear to me, dear to you, like intelligence, body, mind and all, it is because of me. Then he instructed them that, you know, you please go back to your husbands. You know, they are ready, because they need your presence for performing the sacrifice. So please, you go back. Then the wives of the brahmanas, they said, mayvam vibho rahati bhavan gaditam nushamsham satyam kurushva nigamam tava padamulam praptavayam tulasidama padavashrishtam kesher nivodum atilangya samasta bandhun. The same words, when the gopis also they came, Krishna told them, you please go back. Then they didn't go back, right? Then the same words they have also spoken. Maivam vibho arhati gaditam rushamsham. Right? So because they were saying, satyam krushva tavapada mulam. Because you have said in Bhagavad Gita, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja, aham tam sarvapapyabhyo mokshayishyami mashuchaha. Anybody who surrenders to me, they will not come back again in this way. Yadgatvan nivartante taddhama paramam mama. They will not come back again to this material world. You know, ye yathamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyaham. You said as you surrender, I reward. So please make those words true. Right? Now we have given up everything. We have come to you. Now how we are saying, please do go back? No, we will not go back. Because you have promised in the scriptures that anybody who surrenders to you, they will not go back to this material world again. So please fulfill your word. Satyam kurushva tavapadmulam. Nigamam tavapadmulam. Nigamam means Vedas, Vedic literature. Then the Krishna may say that actually I am a covered boy. You are all Brahmana's wives. You are Brahmins. How is it possible that, you know, you have to... How can you surrender to me? I am a covered boy. You are like that. Then Brahmana's wife said, we don't know all those things. We already surrendered to you. We already surrendered to you. Right? So we want to take the dust of your lotus feet on our heads. Then your husband and all, they will object. Your sons and all, fathers and all, they will object. We don't care for them. Atilangya. Samasta bandhun. We cut all our relationships, you know, with them. Because it is said that, because of hearing from all the betel nut sellers and all, they developed love for Krishna. The brahmanas, they were suspicious what these ladies are up to. That's why they have stopped their relationship with their wives, because they're no longer liking their wives, because they are thinking that they are in love with somebody else. It's already happened. So we don't care. We already given up. Then, Krishna may say that how is this possible, you know, that I am a covered boy and then you are all Brahmana's wives. If you surrender to me like this, the public will not like it. You know, I myself will setting up a wrong, standard. And then for me, I am a covered boy. If I play with the covered girls, that is more appropriate than playing with the Brahmana's wives. Then Brahmana's wife said, that we don't bother. No problem. If you have a problem to directly associate with us, we have no problem. No, we will simply remain in the forest like Vanadevatas. And whatever your tulsi garlands that are, you know, touched by your chest, or all the flower garlands that are, you know, fallen from your gopis' friends, we will keep them and put on our heads. And we are simply... will become satisfied. If you can get the dust of your lotus feet, some of the tulsi garlands that we can, from your maha garlands, we can get, that we will be satisfied. We will not disturb you. We will not disturb you. Then they said, anyway, our husbands and wives and all, the brothers and all, they will not accept us because we are apashya surya. We are aristocratic Brahmins, Brahminis. So nobody, even the sun also will not see us. You know, will not look at us. So, under such circumstance, even though they were objecting, we did not care for them, and we came back, you know, running to you. Who is known for you are known as a debauchee in Vrindavan. So, after associating with you, who will accept us? Like that. So we are staying here. So all the youth boys, you should know. Right? If you want to surrender to Krishna, like, you know, Dasaraj Prabhu always says, in the Western world, America and all, people don't join because of great sinful activities, mahapap. In India, they find difficult to join the Hare Krishna movement because of mahabap. So, mahabap, if you want to join Hare Krishna, some trouble you have to give it. Mahabap means father and mother. Right? Some trouble. You have to take a decision. They will feel some pain. You know? But of course, when the time comes, many people ask when to, how to join, whether we should join or not, this, that. Actually, just like, you know, when the ulti aata hai, when you feel, you start feeling vomiting, you know, you cannot stop it, right? You have to go like that. In the same way, when that Krishna catches you, you know, your heart, you know, he steals your heart, you know, Hari, that's why he is known as Hari, then nothing will stop you. You will simply run to Hare Krishna Mandir. So many people say, they used to tell me in my office and all, Hare, don't go to Hare Krishna. They are, you know, basement, and after now I am head pujari. They say, in the basement, you know, they have drugs, you know. Or they take out your kidney and they sell, like that they used to tell me. But nothing stopped me, you know, because I was so liking it so much. So when Krishna drags you, nothing will can stop you. So, but from our effort also, we should be ready to give some trouble to our parents, our relatives and all, because they feel in India they are very attached to the son, right? What to speak of ordinary mothers? Even mother Sachi also blamed Advaita Acharya because, you know, because of him, you know, Vishwarupa has joined Hare Krishna, like that. So this is called surrender. We don't care. Then anyway, time is up. So there is one lady. Then Krishna told them that because you love me, you have unflinching love for me. You know, and are dedicated to my happiness. Because you have unflinching love for me and you are dedicated to my happiness, you know, please do not anything against my intentions. Against my intentions. Please don't be stubborn. Please go back. Right? Then the Brahmana says, they will not accept me as again because we already left them. Right? Aisa bolte hai na, hamara zamane mein aisa koi aurat, any girl, even in relatives house also she slept overnight. They are rejected. We came here to meet a, you know, such a bad reputation you have got. So why they will accept? No. I am Supreme Personality Godhead. I will advise them. Then Krishna says, even the demigods will approve. Why? Because Krishna says that because they are performing sacrifices, demigods might have come. And these brahmanas, they will consult demigods. Well, what to do? Because they have gone to see Krishna. No, because they have gone to see Krishna. Should we accept them back? Demigods also will approve. Because this is the right thing. Even though I have not associated with you, even if I have associated with you, right? Even if I have associated with you, still they will accept. Like Bhaktacharya Maharaj, he says, that many people, they say, Krishna is immoral. Right? Bhaktacharya Maharaj asked, he was giving seminar one class. But what is immoral? He asked one devotee, suppose your wife comes and tells you that yesterday night I was with Krishna, dancing with Krishna. How will you react? Will you reject your wife? He said, no, Maharaj. I will embrace her. Aray, she is so fortunate that she danced with Krishna. Right? So he says that those who are thinking that so-and-so is my wife, you know, he is immoral. Because every woman is the wife of Krishna. Right? That's why Krishna, Prabhupada gave Diti's name in Paris, Radha Parishishwar. Right? Because Prabhupada said, women in Paris, they are the most beautiful. Right, of all unearthly planet so far. So Prabhupada said, Krishna has come to enjoy with Paris Bhamas. Right? That is why he gave the name of Radha Parisishwar. Like that. So everybody is a wife of Krishna. Actually, if somebody is saying that she is my wife, I should enjoy with her, he is immoral, not Krishna. That is the highest understanding. Anyway, so they all went back. But one lady, she was stopped from going to Krishna. She, with intense love for Krishna, she gave up her body. So Vishnu Thakur comments that the Krupa Shakti of Krishna took out the body of material body, but she gave her a spiritual body. And then she came with all the Brahmana's wives. And then she also enjoyed with Krishna. You know, she also enjoyed with Krishna. And all the other ladies also, by Krupa Shakti, she has transformed, Yogamaya has transformed the bodies of Brahmana's wives into spiritual bodies. And since then, there was no connection of the Brahmana's wives with the Brahmanas at all. Then it is said that all these Brahmanas' wives like Bali Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami, they are Kripa Siddhas. He made a very pertinent point that Gopis, even though Krishna told them to go back, they did not go back. Right? But the Brahmanas' wives, they went, they had to go back because Krishna told them. But Vishnu Thakur concludes that both of them, they got the Krishna Prema, Krishna's mercy they have got. Like that. After they reached, seeing the ecstasy of Brahmanas' wives, all these Brahmanas, they cursed themselves, hell, to hell with our Brahminical birth, to hell with our Vedic knowledge, to hell with our religious principles, to hell with our austerities and penances. These ladies, I don't know how they got so much love for Krishna. So our lives are wasted. Krishna, even though he's a husband, husband of Goddess of Fortune, he came to beg. People may accuse, how is God if he's begging? Because to bewilder us, to show us what kind of rascals we are, that Krishna did this pastime. Then Prabhupada says in the Krishna book, even though they know that Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they should have surrendered to Krishna because they did not go because they are afraid of Kamsa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So this is a wonderful pastime of Brahmana's wives, blessed. From this we can understand. What are the main points we can understand? Overcoming all kinds of obstacles, we should surrender to Krishna. Our goal of life should be, we should completely surrender to Krishna. Giving up all kinds of religious principles. Other day I was telling, how many of you remember, what are the five super excellent qualities of Krishna? Please raise your hands. Five super excellent qualities of Krishna. Sandeepri, bolo. Anybody knows? Aray, come on. How many times? Two times I already told. No. They are. So one of the qualities, first one is, please meditate. Krishna is coming now, Janmashtami. Krishna, before Krishna appeared, Ganga's glories, purification of Ganga, strength of Ganga's purification quality, strength is very much glorified. But when Krishna appeared, Krishna defeated the glories of Ganga. Krishna's name and fame in Dwarka Vamsh, because defeated. Number two, Krishna appeared, when Krishna appeared, he delivered both demons and the devotees. Right? They got the same benefit. And number three, even though Lakshmi Devi, she is known as Chanchala, she is very attached to serving the lotus feet of Narayana. But such Lakshmi Devi, she gave up lotus feet of Narayana, came to Belvan, to doing tapasya, to get association of Krishna, Shyam Sundar Krishna. And number four, his holy name is the most powerful. It is called Shrutamatha. Shrutamatha means chanting of the holy name is so powerful. Krishna's holy name is so powerful. Like it is said that 1000 names of Vishnu, and then if you chant 3 times of Rama, it is equal to chanting 1000 names. But if you chant one Krishna's name, it is equivalent to chanting 3 times of Rama's name. Right? And Shrutamata means this chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Shrutamata means crushed all other process of spiritual realization. All other process. And then number five, simply by speaking one verse, Saradharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, Krishna has given the most simple religious principle to be followed. Prabhupada says, there are 20 types of Dharma Shastras. When Krishna says Sarvadharman Parityajya, he means that you give up all these 20 types of Dharma Shastra, all the religious principles that are described in these 20 types of Dharma Shastra, and follow one principle. What is that? Surrender to Krishna. These are the five super excellent qualities of Krishna. Remember, this is from the, I think, last but one chapter of Krishna book. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Chandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.